Broadcasting live from the beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's OAUG Radio at Collaborate 15, the technology and applications forum for the Oracle community. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Well, we're back live here, Collaborate 2015, in beautiful Mandalay Bay Resort Casino. Having such a good time out here in Las Vegas, aren't you too, Ryan?
Oh, I'm having a wonderful time. We're just rocking and rolling here with the broadcast today. Loving every minute of it.
Absolutely. Some great guests. We've had a chance to meet some new friends and some reacquaint with some old ones. And I'm happy to say that this is an old friend we have back with us. We have Ingrid Houghton with an ePrentice.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to have you back on. I know you brought a friend with you just like you have in the past. So why don't you introduce him and then we'll kind of dive in.
Okay. So I'm the VP of Sales and Channels and Alliances for ePrentice, and we're very happy today to have one of our new customers with us, Scott Hasterlick, who is the Business Systems Manager at Cinch Connectivity Solutions.
Cool. So Scott, tell us a little about Cinch. What do you guys do?
We make all different kind of connectors. We're in the aerospace industry, microwave, different, any kind of cable you can think of, fiber.
Cool. So all the connectings, the connecting wires and all that stuff. So so what are some key problems that you had that you kind of looked for ePrentice to kind of solve? What was the pain point that you needed help with?
The immediate one, we were being divested, and then as we moved into the new company, we found out that they had a different calendar than ours. We were on a 4-4-5 calendar, and we needed to move. They were on a calendar year, and we had a very short time period to make that switch in order to produce the appropriate year-end documents. So ePrentice was able to help us with a very simple program that handled that for us.
So Ingrid, for those of the folks that are at home that don't know about ePrentice, kind of tell them about what you guys do and then kind of go into further about how Scott approached you and or maybe how Cinch approached you and how things kind of progressed.
Sure, thank you. So as a refresher, ePrentice is a software company and we have transformation solutions for the Oracle eBusiness Suite. So companies that are going through a merger, an acquisition, or a divestiture, as an example, need to change their EBS systems to align with those new business initiatives. So that's been a very interesting trend that we've seen with the economy. A lot of companies are going through mergers and acquisitions and divestitures, and they're coming to ePrentice to help them because they have to quickly accelerate those changes, and they deal with a lot of challenges when they're going through that, and that's one of the primary reasons that Scott and his organization came to ePrentice.
Yeah, so Scott, kind of talk about that a little bit. So I'm sure you didn't just look at ePrentice, right?
Oh, no. We looked at all the standard vendors.
Sure.
Quoted a lot of different people, and nobody had this solution. All the other vendors were, we can come in, we can look at it, and we'll write this, we'll write that, and we'll make it work. None of that was very promising to me in a quick, short timeline, and it really wasn't cost-effective either.
Right. So tell us about the experience of the project. So I'm sure you guys had a kickoff call where you kind of said, okay, this is what we expect, this is where things are going to go. And I mean, they definitely lived up to those expectations, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely. This was one of probably the simplest piece of our divestiture. It really was tell them what they want, get them access to the system. They did their thing. We tested the results.
Right.
And then we went live with it.
So it's painless.
Very.
Well, that's rare when you have this kind of problem. Isn't that right, Ingrid?
Absolutely. We're very happy to help customers because they have a lot of challenges on their hands, not only just from the business side. So we'd like to do the things that we can help them with on the systems end so they can concentrate on those business issues that they have.
So how did you guys approach this project? How did you just approach the dilemma that you had in front of you?
Well, we start out just talking with the customer. They run our diagnostic script so we can see how they have their setups in their system. And then we go forward from there, put a project plan together, and we get the ball rolling. Different things happen for different types of projects, but for a calendar change, which is the one that they started with, that's a pretty simple, straightforward solution, and it was pretty easy to get started.
So we're here at Collaborate 2015, and there's a lot of stuff going on. It's a pretty hectic place. What are you guys looking forward to about the rest of the conference? We'll start with you, Scott.
I'm just looking to see what's new right now.
Sure.
And see what I can take back that will fit our future needs.
Did you have some good breakout sessions that you enjoyed? What in particular stood out to you?
I got here late, so that's my next step.
That's your next step? What are you going to try and attend?
Anything that has to do with migrations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. What about you, Ingrid? What are you looking forward to?
Well, we're continuing to showcase our software and our solutions in booth 1225.
1225, you heard it here.
On the floor. And we also were lucky enough to have the opportunity to do 6 different presentations.
That's
two
awesome.
Of them have already completed, but we've got another one for tomorrow on secondary ledgers, the power of adjustment ledgers for reporting and compliance, and then a couple of other presentations as well. You can find us in all of the documentation for the show.
Great, great. So what's on the future for ePrentice?
Well, we think that the trend of the M&As and divestitures are going to continue. So we're just continuing to hone our skill sets, our software and everything to meet these kinds of requirements. Because the other thing that's attached to them is usually a date, a time-sensitive date that they have to accomplish these objectives. So we're just right there trying to see how we can accelerate it the best way we can.
Sure.
And keep doing what we're doing.
Absolutely. It sounds like you're doing a great job. So Scott, where can folks go to learn more about Cinch?
We have our website, cinchconnectivitysolutions.com.
Great. And then what about ePrentice?
That is ePrentice.com as well. It's spelled ePrentice.com.
Great. Well, it's been a pleasure having you guys on. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. We're happy to be back. It's our third year, and we look forward to the rest of the conference.
I know. I'm looking forward to the next year. And, yeah, this conference is incredible. It doesn't
will be
hurt
back
being
again.
In Vegas. Good, good. It doesn't hurt that's in Vegas either, does it?
No, it's a lot of fun.
It
absolutely.
Is. It is. Well, thanks, guys, for for coming on.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yeah, no problem. So this is Michael Lauer signing off for a little while anyway. We'll see you in a little bit on Collaborate 2015.